Hello and welcome to this week's Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well, hope you are staying warm, hope you are having a great week. By the sounds of it, we've got a bit of a storm heading our way over the next few days, which is going to make things a bit interesting. But it does mean tonight's episode is going to be a nice steady one, especially as it's just been our first week back to work. I do want to spend a bit of time talking about the seed from this month's seed pack that we're sowing. But talking about growing, how to grow that from seed right through to harvest. Then we've got to look at some jobs that we could hopefully do this weekend. As always, take what's useful, leave what's not. Don't feel under pressure to get everything done. Now, first of all, the seed from this month's seed pack that we have scheduled to sow today. You don't have to sow them when I say, of course. It's just I like to tie it in with something that I can talk to you about. And this week, or today, it is chives. The seed that I want to focus on this week is chives. And I have to say that chives I spoke about on the podcast on Monday. A really, really good choice to sow at this time of year. They're one of those plants that just can quietly earn their keep. They don't take up much space. They don't need much heat. They're easy to grow. And once you've got them established, they just keep on giving. Now, at this time of year, I do sow chives indoors. All I need is a small pot or module tray, some multi-purpose compost, and a bright windowsill. And I've just filled up my pot with a bit of compost, scatter the seeds thinly over the surface, and then cover them over with a very light dusting of compost. You don't need to bury them too deeply, but just a light covering. And then just give them a gentle water and then place them somewhere warm and bright. Now, this is the important with chives. Be patient. They can take up to 3 weeks to germinate, maybe even longer. It's cool. Don't be tempted to keep digging around or re-sowing. Just leave them alone and let them do their own thing. Once the chives start coming through, they will just look very fine, look like grassy, look very grassy at first. Completely normal. Just completely normal. Just keep the compost moist, not wet. Turn the pot every now and then just so it doesn't lean towards the light. And then they'll be absolutely fine. You don't need to rush to pot them on. Chives are quite happy grown in clumps. And in fact, that's how they like to be grown long term. Now, if they are on a windowsill above a radier, do keep an eye on them. Just make sure they don't dry out too quickly. It's just very important to keep that compost moist at all times. Now, you can usually start harvesting chives once they're about 10 to 15 centimetres tall. And when you harvest, don't pull them out. Just take a pair of scissors and snip off what you need, leaving at least 2 to 3 centimetres above the compost. That way they will grow back again and you can harvest them little and often. And they will keep coming back often. Later on in the year, once weather improves, that pot of chives can go outside. They'll go back over winter, but then they'll just keep coming back year after year after year. And then over time, that clump will get bigger and bigger. And at that point, you can then just pot it onto a larger pot or divide the clump to make several new plantings. One sowing gives you years and years of harvests, which is why I love them. I use them a lot for companion planting as well. It's just a really, really good plant to grow in your garden. Now, looking ahead to this weekend and jobs for the weekend, this is a list of jobs that I suggest that you might want to do. But with the storm coming in, this weekend is about working with the weather, not against it. So you might want to do a lot of indoor jobs. And basically, if it's too rough to go outside, there's plenty we can do indoors. Sow seeds suitable for indoors and windowsills, things that we have mentioned. Check our current seedings, if you have any, for moisture levels and light levels. Well worth checking on that. Pot on anything that's starting to outgrow its container. Clean pots, trays, tools ready for the next season. And then go through your seed tins and make a rough plan of anything that you want to sow over the next few weeks. This is a great time to sit down with a notebook and just write a simple list of what you want to grow this year and where it is going to go. Now, outdoor jobs, if the weather does permit, if you do get a calmer spell, it's well worth going out and just checking your overwintering plants for any damage. Secure anything that might blow over in high winds. Do some light pruning on any fruit trees or bushes or anything that might need it where appropriate. Clean small areas rather than trying to tackle the big jobs. And mulch bare soil if conditions allow. Nothing just heavy, nothing rushed. Just steady progress. Now, my plans for the weekend, as you know, I always like to share my plans. And because of a storm, I'm expecting to be indoors for most of the weekend. I've got some chilies that need potting on. I've actually managed to get hold of some 5.4 centimetre pots, which are pretty small. They are ideal for this stage because I sow a lot of my seeds, particularly chilies, into root plug plants to get them started. They've started out growing the plug plants, so they need to go on to something a bit bigger. But if I pot them in anything too big, they take up more space. So these 5.4 centimetre pots seem to be ideal. They give the plants just enough room to grow without taking up loads and loads of space. And of course, as they grow, we'll pot them onto bigger and bigger plants as the time as and when required. Now, I'm also planning to sow a few more seeds indoors on top of what I've already got growing. This could be onions, more sweet peppers, celery, celeriac, aubergines. Nothing too mad, just building these things up steadily. A lot of these are going to be in my heated propagators, of course. So we're lucky we've got heated propagators, we've got grow lights, so we can get away with sowing a lot of seeds. Now, if the weather does allow, it would be good to head on down to the allotment and start clearing or continue clearing brambles from around the gooseberries and along the border with my neighbouring plant. Not glamorous work, but it's going to make a huge difference in the long term. Like I say, everything's going to be very much about what we can do, working with the weather and make the most of the time that we have. It's not like it's spring at the moment. It is literally the beginning of winter. We are in January, middle of winter, really. So we've just got to take the rough with the smooth. Ideally, when we get the good days, we got to make the most out of them to make up for the bad days. And we just have to accept the bad days are not going to be to our liking. Now, I hope everyone does stay safe over these few days. If the weather is bad, please don't feel guilty about staying indoors. The garden will still be there when things calm down. But that is it for this week's Supporters Club podcast for the Thursday. I want to thank you all for your support. It really does make a difference. It really does help. But I will be back again on Sunday with a Supporters Club podcast for you. But I've also got a live stream on Sunday on Facebook, YouTube, if you would like to join in on that as well. Anyway, I think that's about it. So until next time, please take care.